Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Stand by.
The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Friend Day tomorrow. Let's stand for our suffering, persecuted brothers and sisters under the hand of jihad-headed Muslims everywhere, whose apologetic for their faith seems to be a beheading. This Sunday, 9:30 a.m., 10:45 a.m., or 6 p.m. I'll be preaching in the 10:45 and 6 p.m. services. Those Islamic State murderers who beheaded two Western journalists in an attempt to get Obama's attention, apparently, and to intimidate journalists to keep them out of Iraq and Syria, have gotten a bit more quiet of late. Here is an article from ABC News. Advocates for Barack's conspiracy. Har har. Essentially, it suggests Obama's air war against ISIS is succeeding, at least in dampening the enthusiasm of what Western intelligence describes as, quote, the sophisticated and prolific ISIS propaganda machine, end quote, which, according to this article, quote, has limped along since missiles fired by ships, drones, and fighter jets have rained down each night on their positions, end quote. The article goes on, quote, its usual stock and trade of videotape mass executions and pillaging has slowed to a trickle of locally generated videos showing jihadi fighters promising hell to American warplanes and shopkeepers on bustling Syrian streets griping about bomb damage, end quote. Later in the article, we find a few face-saving caveats, like, you know, we don't know if this is only a tactic on their part and so on. Perhaps they got the message Obama wanted to send them. You know, back off with the propaganda. Showing beheadings of Americans to American citizens creates a kind of political nightmare for me. I have to stop playing golf and attending fundraisers to deal with things that are not black and white issues, you know. Now listen up, folks. Because other than the virtual disappearance of ISIS threats and video calls for violence showing up all over the internet and replayed in our media, the violence has not lessened one bit. ISIS continues to go about committing genocide against Christians. They continue advancing on all fronts, even admitted in this article from ABC, all Barack's concerns. News. Quote, ISIS forces continue to menace cities and are reportedly advancing on the Kurdish-held town of Kobane on the Syria-Turkey border, end quote. And I understand from another article that they are surrounding Baghdad right now. And then this from our friends at Liberty Council, quote, nearly 2 months after the first U.S. airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and now Syria, the terror group is still murdering, torturing, kidnapping, and raping Christians and other religious minorities, end quote. In fact, quote, reports from the front lines indicate that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are emboldening ISIS forces, end quote. And here is a letter from a Christian who decided to take his chances at running from the enemy. This letter serves two purposes. One, to show what is really going on over there from the ground, and that our airstrikes are having no impact at all in terms of stopping ISIS from murdering, rampaging across the deserts, killing, pillaging, raping, and anyway, I want you to hang on for number two. Here is a letter received from a Christian survivor from an ISIS attack. Quote, dear Eric, after the ISIS terrorists attacked our village, almost everyone was killed. Somehow my wife and I survived and were taken on a 4-hour drive to a place in the mountains. We were treated like animals and all the families around us were being separated. When they came to us, we refused and tried to resist. Finally, they took our names and sent us away, end quote. Now note, they refused to comply with these devils, and they resisted them, and were sent on their way. But look what happens next. Quote, the next day, more than 100 men were waiting for us with stones in their hands. They pushed us and yelled at us, saying that we have broken Sharia law and must be stoned. Then one of the leaders stepped forward and said, we will give you a chance. At our signal, you both will run, and if you outrun our stones, then you will live. But if you cannot, then we will kill you, end quote. My wife and I started crying and asking God to forgive us when they started yelling, Allahu Akbar. So we turned and ran. But my wife was weak and ill, and I could hear her screaming, end quote. Now, the screams he heard were from his wife being stoned to death by the ISIS monsters while he hightailed it into the mountains. The husband concluded his letter, quote, now, I am safe and so grateful to have escaped this evil. I believe God has rescued me. thank you, end quote. Well, I guess God didn't rescue his wife. Anyway, I don't suppose this guy is going to get any silver stars for valor. See what Sharia law is planning for you and your community. And note this, Christian. If you resist, God steps in, as with Peter, Paul, and Titus. Or he allows you to become a martyr, like Stephen or James. In either case, you don't give the devils the satisfaction of hearing you cry for God to forgive you when your enemy's crying, Allah, Allahu Akbar. Forgive you for what? And then see you running from Allah? And watch a Christian husband leave his ill and weak wife to be stoned to death. Mercy. When we believe in God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ like they believe in their demon desert deity, well, I think things will be different. But my point here is that ISIS is continuing their murderous rampage unabated by the airstrikes. But they have stopped broadcasting their beheadings of late and their videos of crucifixions and so on, and we are intrigued by that. Let's see how Obama responds now. Let's see if he begins pulling back on the reins of our generals, slowing down the assault on ISIS and tampering down our attacks. You see, I was suspicious from the beginning that Obama, who all of a sudden got stirred up to do something only when the political pressure mounted over here that literally forced him to act, that the only reason he acted was because he was compelled to politically, and that perhaps he was even annoyed with these ISIS operatives who were putting him in that position. Maybe the ISIS propaganda machine has got the message that Obama does not really care what they do so long as it does not create a political problem for Obama over here. So maybe they're going to play this a little differently? Or maybe they've got something huge about to cut loose in this country. And what we're witnessing is the lull before the storm, you know, that eerie silence that thickens the air just before something really horrific occurs. When all the critters hush and go stone-like still, when the wind holds its breath just before the catastrophe breaks out. Like, for example, a widespread breakout of Muslim nut jobs who go all jihad at work and behead co-workers who refuse to convert. You've heard about that, I'm sure. Or like the Muslim jihad-headed character who attacked some street preachers at a Lady Gaga concert in 2011. It was all caught on video, which is a good thing for the street preacher because, well, here's what happened. While the Tampa police were directing traffic at the Gaga concert, some street preachers were holding forth, you know, exercising their God-given freedom of speech. Well, this Muslim character did not like what they were saying, and so he started harassing the preachers. Well, that's all fine and good. But then he went to pushing at them, you know, and yelling at them, getting in their face, you know, almost nose to nose. But the Christians would not back down or be intimidated by this Muslim rug thug. Keep in mind that the Tampa police were keeping an eye on all of this. Finally, the Muslim was so enraged by their refusal to be intimidated by him, he headbutted one of the preachers. Yeah, drew blood from his mouth. That preacher put the character in a headlock, and finally, the Tampa police thought it was time to intervene. The officer stepped in, made an arrest for assault and battery, and whom did he arrest? You guessed it. The Christian, of course. Oh, yeah. The attacker walked, but the man who was attacked and acted in self-defense, well, he was arrested. That's liberalism for you on parade. I mean, that's liberalism endorsing, encouraging, and exacerbating evil in the world. For example, Canada is, quote, yanking its passports from citizens who join ISIS, but the Obama administration says the issue isn't black and white, end quote. Really? The issue isn't black and white? Excuse me? An American citizen goes to Iraq, joins ISIS, and for Obama, this is a gray area in need of a careful study before any action is taken? Canada's doing it. Canada gets it. And Obama does not? Are you kidding me? He's gambling with our national security. In this, and with the Ebola issue, Obama would rather expose Americans to the threat of American ISIS terrorists and an Ebola outbreak in America than to focus serious attention on these lawbreakers and stop them from crossing our borders or coming back into our country. Get a load of this as I prepare for a short break. And I received this from one of our faithful supporters and lights on listeners, Jennifer Moore Gray. Quote, last summer, our family went on vacation to visit my dad in Oregon. On our trip, we stopped at the Lava Beds National Monument in Northern California. It is a very interesting place where lava flows formed into caves, and there are hundreds of them to explore in this park. Anyways, I was thinking of that place yesterday while listening to the Ebola news. When we arrived at the entrance, we paid our fee, $10, and then were questioned thoroughly about our recent travels. Yes. Apparently, there is a fungus that is present east of the Rockies and in Europe that is fatal to bats. Bats! When you enter the caves, the fungus can spread from your backpack, etc., and infect the bats. We had to answer their questions and receive a screening pass to display in our car to show we were cleared. So the federal government, notice this is a national monument, is capable of and has measures in place to protect the bats of the western U.S., but cannot do the same with a deadly disease like Ebola. I think "will not" is more accurate. It would have been an easy thing to do to restrict all passengers who have gone through West Africa. Several days into this, and that is still not being done, end quote. Thank you, Jennifer. I agree, although the CDC chief, Tom Frieden, says shutting the border would not eliminate the risk. Typical liberal speak. They use this all the time. They dismiss obvious common sense measures like promoting abstinence to stop the spread of STDs among kids, for example, by waving it off with some snarky response, "Well, they're going to do it anyway," right? Of course, they will all wear condoms every time, right? Think. There is another agenda at work under this nonsense. Obviously, we must stop any traffic from Liberia into this country until, with whatever help we can provide to give them, they get this epidemic under control. But sending our military over there to take care of it is insanity and foolishness and just, well, wrong. That's not the military's mission. But typical liberal, think. Exacerbating evil, endorsing and encouraging it, liberalism is almost always on the side of evil against righteousness. And more conservatives are joining them. They are exposing America to all sorts of diseases and dangers through their policies of accommodating evil. But on a higher level, what is going on here? Quote, "Ebola has reached our shores from Africa. Dozens of children are reportedly suffering paralysis from a deadly virus with unknown origins. Medical providers across the country have warned of a looming public health crisis as communicable diseases spread unmonitored and uncontrolled," referring to STDs. "Other countries are cracking down, but America is stuck on open border stupid," end quote. Thank you, Malkin. Appreciate that. Jesus warned us that there would be pestilences. Why? Well, perhaps Obama inadvertently told us why he does not care about these things and continues to demonstrate that the only thing that really gets his attention are race-related issues. You see, it's all about racial issues. That's why he won't close the borders. And he kind of revealed this in an interesting way when regarding closing our borders to ISIS, to ISIS-trained American terrorists. He said, "It's not a black and white issue." Really? Maybe he said more than he intended to in that statement. Liberal or progressive policies invariably endorse, encourage, and exacerbate evil. And more conservatives fall prey to their seductive lies every day. Let's talk Rand. I'll be right back.
Invading the territory usurped by the devil through lies and liars, Pastor Scheibach is charging the gates of hell. He wants to know if you've got his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
King David wanted to bring the Ark of God into Jerusalem. God's prophet encouraged him and told him it was God's will. For this very special project, David commissioned the building of a brand new cart to carry the precious Ark of God. As they rolled down the road, they hit a bump. To keep the Ark from falling off the cart, the driver reached out and touched it. This brought death to the driver. David became afraid of the Lord. He sent the Ark away and he went home troubled. Later, David understood from the scripture that the only proper way to transport the Ark was for the priests to carry it. He decided to try it again, and this time he did it according to God's instructions. And everything worked out beautifully. David was a good man with good motives, but his plan was flawed. Many good men with good motives are attempting to do a good work, but they're doing it the wrong way, and it has brought spiritual death to our churches. Are you in a new cart church? Come to an old path church this Sunday. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Folks, I understand this is Free Speech Sunday, October 5th, in 2014. Pastors all over the country, as I read this, are encouraged to set this Sunday aside to say something from their pulpits that actually matters. Well, okay, I'm pushing it a bit hard here, but I think you know what I mean. Obama and Biden are taking America to hell in pursuit of their agenda, and I'm not cussing, I'm referencing the Bible. Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. I mean, even those of you out there who are wicked will admit, America qualifies for this curse. Anyway, how about that? A national campaign to get pastors to do what I do every Sunday. Well, I hope it works. I hope these characters can be stirred up to climb out of their caves where they've been hiding and join the fight. So we won't be doing Freedom of Speech Sunday because we do Freedom of Speech Sunday every Sunday. I speak to the issues from a biblical perspective all the time, particularly on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. But we are doing Friend Day, and I want to invite you to be my friend on Friend Day and stand with me for our Christian friends who are being persecuted and murdered in Iraq and persecuted and falsely arrested here in America, by the way, particularly in Tampa. Now, folks, I realize such a gesture can to some seem empty, but I don't believe that it is. I believe God sees and hears the cry of his people when they assemble in his house of prayer and seek his face together. A special Friend Day message, plenty of great gifts, including a DVD on Noah and creation, some free books, and so on. Oh, and some wonderful Santa Maria Lighthouse hospitality. Come on by at 10:45 a.m. or 6 p.m. Ted Cruz wants states to have the right to regulate marriage. He's pursuing this in an effort to support those states that want to prohibit same-sex marriage. Way to go, Ted. Rand Paul, on the other hand, is ready to throw in the towel on that issue. At least so far as actively defending those of us in the trenches, fighting for the health and safety of our children and the sanctity of natural marriage and moral righteousness. Rand said, quote, society's changing. I mean, people change their minds all the time on this issue. And even within the Republican Party, there are people whose child turns out to be gay and they are like, oh, well, maybe I want to rethink this issue. So it's been rethought. The president's rethought the issue. So, I mean, a lot of people have rethought the issue. And of course, now that is a really powerful moral argument, isn't it, folks? Doesn't that just go to your soul with a powerful influence on your conscience? It's just unbelievable. I mean, excuse me. Anyway, before I jump all over this, let's make sure we have proper context here. The report of this interview with Rand continues, quote, it sounded for a moment as if Paul was hinting that he too could change his thinking about marriage, end quote. And then we read Rand's response to that question, quote, the bottom line is, said Rand, I'm old-fashioned. I'm a traditionalist. And he goes on to say, I believe in old-fashioned traditional marriage. But then he said, I don't really think the government needs to be too involved with this. And I think that the Republican Party can have people on both sides of this issue, end quote. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt Reagan would agree. Big tent and all that, right? I'm not sure Reagan would agree with that. But, you know, at the time, my favorite president made that speech, the infamous big tent thing. I knew it was over for the Republican Party. Really. I looked at a friend who listened to that with me, and I just said to him, Reagan just killed the conservative revival. When Rand was asked if he might rethink marriage, he shrugged and, quote, gave me a half grimace, end quote. Now, I was asked a while back who I thought might be a winner for the conservatives in 2016, and I mentioned Rand Paul. Sorry. Well, that didn't last long. What is the invisible pressure these guys come under when they get into a conversation with these liberals? Why do they fear man? Well, it is because they do not fear God. Homosexuality is a deadly, disease-ridden behavior that is killing those who practice it every day. It's unnatural. It involves a philosophy of life that is contrary to nature and to nature's God. I mean, to be promoting this behavior in our culture is suicide, both naturally and spiritually. I mean, it is the ultimate in rebellion against nature and nature's God. It is contrary to natural instinct for human reproduction. It is contrary to the natural design of male and female. I mean, it's a behavior that cannot be accepted without searing the conscience against God's law. Furthermore, you cannot yield to the demands of these pitiful people trapped in this perverse, self-destructive, and spiritually reprehensible behavior without opening the door to all manner of other evils, including pedophilia, bestiality, along with this twisted business of sadomasochism and the rest of that dark world of perverse, degrading, debilitating behaviors that in the past is reserved for the dark corners of culture, not brought out into the mainstream. These are things that destroy lives and families and entire cultures and bring the wrath of God upon cities and nations. You are insane to be yielding to these people the right to redefine millennia of natural law and civil law, or succumbing to their demands. I mean, the demands of demented people whose thinking is as contrary to logic and reason as any who would insist that the square peg belongs in the round hole. and invent an argument to the effect that those who insist upon this are born that way. It's nonsense. Everyone with sense knows this. And yet we're capitulating to the demands of some 3% of society to overturn the order of something so fundamental as family, which everyone agrees is the nucleus of society and societal order. Why won't more of our political leaders stand up to these people and encourage them to leave a lifestyle that is killing them and perverting every aspect of society that it manages to touch? There is a reason. The Bible warns us. Quote, they receive in their body the due recompense of their reward, end quote. You know, but society seems to be hell-bent, that is, bent toward hell, literally on hiding the truth about the diseases God has ordained to check this filthy lifestyle, right along with all the other sexually transmitted diseases that afflict those who violate others of God's laws governing what we in Christian circles call the marriage act, or God's gift to the married couple. You know, that gift that uniquifies that relationship apart from every other, that sets it apart to create an exclusive bond unique in human relations, forming the foundation for children to be reared in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Come on, why does God express such deep disapprobation against whoremongers and harlots and sodomites? It destroys the family. Why does he call it an abomination? It is because those who promote this in culture are agents of the enemy of man's soul, who is bent on destroying man's happiness and bringing him into bondage to evil and perverting that which God ordained for his happiness and using it to destroy him, riddle him with diseases of the mind and body, and finally bring mankind under the wrath of God. I mean, you show me pictures of what cigarettes do to a man who smoked for 30 years. Well, why don't you show us regularly some pictures of those who are ravaged by HIV/AIDS or any number of the other diseases that rack the bodies of these people. Friends, you're out of your ever-loving mind to be accepting this. It will bring you to destruction at the hands of your enemies. And folks, this is not a good time in the world to be shaking your little fists into God's face and throwing off his laws. We need to be turning back to him, not running farther from him. Not only has Rand singly tipped toward the sodomites, he has also sent a signal of waffling on the abortion issue as well. What is this? He has, quote, jeopardized his pro-life credentials and his 2016 chances by resolutely insisting that Plan B is not an abortifacient, end quote. Now, you know what? Morning after pill catches the newly fertilized egg of the woman and flushes it before it can attach to the womb of its mother. Accordingly, quote, the brand new baby is flushed from the mother's womb like medical waste, end quote. Now, I'm sorry, my friends, but Rand Paul illustrates exactly what is my problem with the GOP and the point of my show. It has no solid commitment to conservative principles, especially in California here, where winning is all about gaining political power for the party, or at least using that argument as an excuse to dilute the conservative strength of the conservative influence in the party here in the state. It's not about advancing a full conservative agenda. It comes down to how much conservative principle we are willing to sacrifice on the altar of political expediency. As I come toward the brain massage moment you're waiting for, the explosion of insight that'll clarify so much for you, listen up. The party says, let's give up on protecting babies in the womb. Let's cave in on the insanity of the gay agenda that already has led to absurd things like a governor who endorses the idea that children select their gender and boys should be able to use the girl's restroom if he thinks he's a girl? It's insanity. I have an article that appears in the Santa Maria Times occasionally. This week, it signs off with my name and my phone number, by the way. Give me a call if you like. And it signs up with a call to support Measure J. J is for Jesus. He is Lord, eh? Anyway, don't confuse that. Don't support Measure P. It's no on P and yes on J. Okay. Why no on P? Am I advocating a political issue? Well, it should not be a political issue. I oppose this because environmentalists do not have a right to destroy the economy of our county, take food from the mouths of children, of hardworking men and women, push more industry out of our state, which is engaged in a perfectly safe industry, producing a necessary resource in pursuit of their nonsense earth-worshipping religion. I mean, their religious agenda, and make no mistake, there is a religious aspect to this whole thing, to subjugate man to their god, the earth, Gaia, or whatever they want to call her or it, or, is oppressive and evil. And Christians ought to examine the issues more carefully before they buy into their save the earth mantra. Read the thing. It's not about fracking. It's an attack on the oil industry generally in our county. And we ought not to let them trick us into supporting their agenda to stifle oil production here in service to the oil interests of the likes of ISIS or the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia. Anyway, I got a little bit of time here. Let me take care of a little local business, okay? Now, I'm against Measure P because Measure P is wrong. It's premised on a lie, and I don't like lies. Any policy premised on a lie is a policy that serves the interests of liars, cheats, thieves, and the father of the lie. A bad guy, Satan. But I don't care how professional your campaign is. What has that got to do with the price of petunias in North Africa? Good night. Where do we get these people? If you are giving a report to the committee assigned to oversee how you're spending the money gathered to fight this, fine. But that's not your argument for your cause. Nobody cares about your professional campaign. Good night. You might as well have said, we've got the oil money, and so we're going to sock it to you with a professional campaign. Unbelievable. What is my point? I'm not just taking a cheap shot here. I'm making a point. How does this connect with what I'm saying right now in the general exercise of our brain massage? You see, this disease is systemic among conservatives right now, and it needs to be addressed. What disease? The disease of pragmatism. Don't you see it? The left communicates with the language of ideals, although their so-called ideals are really only crass pragmatism, materialism, secular humanism. So they use the language of freedom of choice to promote the, what is really a pragmatic practice of murdering unwanted or, more to the point, inconvenient babies in the womb. While the right, who want to fight and resist the efforts of a movement that will destroy an entire segment of our county for religious earth-worshipping reasons, supported by nefarious oil interests outside our country, but they talk in pragmatic language about professional campaigns instead of zeroing in on the real idealist issues at hand. The right to produce oil for the owners of that property and that oil, for the consumption of people who need it and have a right to have access to it, creating desperately needed jobs to feed families and encourage the economy. You know, the right uses the language of pragmatism to promote their ideals. The left uses the language of ideals to promote their pragmatism. It's bizarre. Rand is going all pragmatic on us, and in the process, he is abandoning his ideals. As the GOP continues down this path, it is losing more and more of its base. It's eroding the base. The pressure is mounting for a new party to rise up. A Christian conservative party, you know, something akin to the vision of Alexander Hamilton is due. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know if you see that they are on. Call and say lights on if you see the lights are on, and you will ride like Rivera and spread the warning. Essentially, it means you agree with what I'm saying, or you say lights off, which means you reject what I'm saying, disagree strongly with me. So what will it be today, lights on or lights off? And I welcome, you know, all input, positive or negative. Call 1-888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States, from outside the country, or for those who prefer it, you can email me by going to our website. Go to thebrainmassageshow.com. That's www.thebrainmassageshow.com. If you're in a hurry, you can, when you call 1-888-770-8000, say lights on and hang up, lights off and hang up. That's all right. But if you will leave me a message, I appreciate hearing from my audience. And if you write me an email, I will respond to you. I respond to all my email, and I respond to all my calls if you ask me to. I hope to see you Sunday, October 5th, for Friend Day. If you're a friend of the Brain Masseur and of the Brain Massage Show, come on by and join me as we stand together in solidarity with our Christian brothers who are being persecuted abroad and those who are being persecuted here as well. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Want to help us slay the dragons of deceit with the sword of the Spirit? Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.